broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome into the clubhouse. We are at Ko'olina. It is the final round of the LPGA Lotte Championship. And during this show, you have a chance to win a round of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course, our gift to the 2014 graduating class. And you also have a chance to win a dozen Bridgestone golf balls. All you have to be is the ninth caller when you hear the phone number, like 296-5467 or 844-332-8500. 844-332-8500. That's our comment line. And this is one of the comments we just got.
Hey, I'm liking the golf club. I'm listening on the radio. And I just wanted to actually make a comment about the LPGA being in Hawaii during the week at Ko'olina Golf Course. Really looking forward to it. Hawaiian Michelle Wee got a second place last week at the Craft. And I just wanted to let everybody know that the girls are going to be playing out here at Ko'olina on the west side of Oahu. So join us. Join the LPGA. And thanks for the show. It's awesome. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you, Betty. And Angela Stanford is our leader by four strokes. She starts the final day of this LPGA Lotte Championship with her family following her. Her father's in Hawaii for the first time, and she's in the lead by four strokes. She was asked about the birdie clusters that she had during yesterday's round.
I just like some of these holes, and I think every golfer will tell you that when you play different golf courses, there are some holes you like and some you don't, and I'm fortunate that the ones I like are grouped together here, so that's nice. The ones I don't like are kind of bookend.
Well, her best comment yesterday really was that she was going to go cook dinner for her folks and friends who are waiting for her. So she had to get going. She had to leave the course. It felt like just about anybody finishing up work and having to get home to get the dinner on. It was awesome. And she said she was cooking tacos, by the way. Okay, Michelle Wee, beautiful holes. I followed her. I mean, she was putting the heat on Stanford yesterday in the beginning. There was just a one-stroke difference between the two. But there were a couple of times when those putts just would not drop for Michelle Wee. And she was asked about what she thought of her own performance. She said her ball striking was good, her game was on, but, you know,
it's one of those head-scratching days where, you know, I hit putts, I hit the perfect speed and right where I want to, and it just breaks in a completely opposite direction. And side some putts, I hit some bumps, hit some wind. It's just one of those days where, you know, there's really nothing I could do. I just stayed patient out there today. Unfortunately, I made a bogey the last hole. But there's a roach right by your foot. Just one, say, it's right under your...
It's a cricket. Okay. Put your feet up.
Okay. Sorry. But, you know, it's just one of those days where it's just hit good shots. I just need to do the same thing tomorrow and be patient. And, you know, once the floodgates open, hopefully they'll open.
So Greg Nichols, the director of golf at Ko'olina and the general manager here, I just had to keep that part where she said it was like a little cricket next to that person who was asking the question. It was just adorable. And that's Michelle. That's Michelle Wee that we know, isn't it?
She's comfortable in her own skin right now. She is. And I think that's why she's playing so well, Danielle.
It truly is. And I'd like to talk about that confidence. I mean, look, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible, first of all.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
And we'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Dr. Armand Chong, a great dentist. And he's the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute. And he's the dental director for 10 senior facilities He's the official dentist of the 1990 to 1995 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. It's Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong. His number is 737-3525. All right, we're here at Lotte, the LPGA Lotte Championship. It is the final round. This, you know, no more chance puka pants. You got to come out today. that's kind of a Hawaii term. You know, you don't miss out because these girls are playing in some really tough conditions, and they're playing beautiful golf on an absolutely beautifully kept golf course. I am so impressed. Greg Nichols, the general manager and director of golf here at Ko'olina. Golf course is fabulous.
Yeah, thanks, Danielle. The girls have been talking about it all week, and the gallery and fans. And credit goes to our staff. Alan Nakamura, our golf course superintendent, Rich Song, and all of our crew have been working very hard over the last few months to try to prepare it. But, you know, our goal is to prepare this golf course and make it look like this all year round.
Well, you know, I was walking along, and you hear spectators making comments, you know, and these two gentlemen, obviously of means and enjoying themselves. They hadn't heard about it. They said, "I would love to watch the women play." And then one guy said, "You know, I play at this other course." And I go, "I'm going to start playing here. This is a really nice course. That front nine is amazing."
Oh, the whole golf course. But we were talking about Michelle's play.
Yes.
And you know, we want to make the hole a little bit bigger for her today. We're gonna the hole's too small for her.
Foot golf.
She has played so well. Foot golf. But Michelle has played so well over the first 3 days, Danielle. I think if they showed distance from the hole on ball striking, she would be 10 shots ahead of the rest of the field. And so today, everybody come on out, root for Michelle. We need a big crowd out there.
You know, it was really something, though. The crowd, when she succeeded,
you bet.
It may, you know, and then when she didn't, there was this collective sigh. Oh, I mean, she must have felt you, and you ride with the tide of that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, she's asking for the crowd to come out. She wants to play for them. She's entertaining all of us as she plays. I know you had to leave after nine holes yesterday, but on the back nine, I thought the turning point of her round was on number 12. She had just birdied 11. All three girls birdied 11, Angela and Christy, who she's playing with. She gets up. She's got the honors on the 12th hole, the toughest par three on the golf course, playing right into the wind. Michelle hits the most beautiful shot about 4 feet away, and then Christy misses the green completely. Angela, to her credit, hits up there about 8 feet, knocks it in ahead of Michelle. Michelle's got a little tap in, and Michelle misses.
I saw that on television.
And rather than go even, Michelle falls back a shot. And I think that really set her up because then she lipped out a couple putts coming in and then ended up, you know, on the last hole making bogey. But what I loved from hearing that comment and talking to Michelle after the round is, you know what, she's not letting it bother her. She's sticking to her game plan. She knows she has the game. The beauty of golf is you can't control what the other player's doing. All the credit to Angela. She's been playing beautiful.
Hasn't she? I mean, that 64 on the second day and follows it with a 67. And
phenomenal.
She says something as well that will. I'm going to be talking with your director of player development,
Marcus Judge,
about playing in the wind for just the regular, you know, people, like, you know, clubbing up. Everybody says that clubbing up feels like, what? You know, for a lot of people go, oh, sure, I'll club up. I don't know what that means, but take plenty of club, right. So she says, Angela Stanford said, you know, the wind seemed to be blowing from the same direction, but it wasn't the same wind every day.
Interesting.
And it was, yes.
Well, it's been strong trades, but it's been gusty. So, you know, again, golf is timing. You can get up over a shot, and the wind can be hitting you hard, and then you can get up on the next shot, and it softens, and it comes off your back. So, yeah, you got to be lucky. Michelle was talking about, you know, the putts that she hit. She hit a couple bumps. Golf's a game of bounces. The bounce went Angela's way yesterday.
Angela, she birdied, I think, what is your first par three, the third or the fourth hole?
Yeah, the fourth hole. Beautiful shot in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and just, it was just gorgeous. Michelle had a beautiful shot into that fourth and was quite close.
Yep.
But Angela got closer and then birdied that one.
The first three rounds, Angela has averaged about 26 putts, Michelle about 29 or 30. She's not 8 putts behind. So that's the difference of ball striking.
You know, I was looking at statistics, and doesn't Michelle have, like, the lowest scoring average on the tour. She has a very, one of the lowest.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
And that makes me, you know, I look at her and thinking last week at Kraft, she was so close. And people say, you told me, yesterday we were talking about that. Tell us, you know, could she have won that or was just...
Well, you know, again, she played well. She didn't make putts, but a credit to Lexi. Lexi never let her have a chance to get in. The same thing can happen today.
Exactly.
Or not.
Or not.
You know, and again, you never want to wish bad luck on anybody.
No,
and you just want to, and Michelle knows that. She's got to go out and just execute and continue to stay patient and let it happen. You know, a lot of things last year, like last year, Lizette Salas shot 62. It looked like it was going to be a runaway for Suzanne. And all of a sudden,
you're in contention.
She needs a couple breaks. You know, she needs a couple breaks. We're going to ask all the Hawaiian folks and gods out there to look kindly on Michelle today and hopefully bring her home.
Yeah, and we're such a superstitious lot, not just golfers, but Hawaii in general. And sometimes I think a lot of people think, well, maybe if I just put my head in the sand, you know, everything will be fine. But if I'm there watching, something's going to go wrong. And you just want to come, you know, we sometimes do that.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't want to. No one wants to jinx anybody, you know. It's like, should I be out there? Should I not be out there?
Yeah. Yeah. But you need to come and see the way these women hit these golf shots. I watched on number two, all three of them, or was it number one? I was just, you know, following in marvel. There was a fairway bunker. And both Michelle and... Was it both Michelle and Chrissy Kerr were in the fairway bunker? Angela was a foot away from the bunker in the fairway. But when I watched Michelle come out of the bunker, unbelievable. I think she used a 6-iron and just hit it on the green.
Yeah.
It was like,
All these girls are great. I was following the group up ahead a lot because I was playing leapfrogging back and forth. And NB Park, now NB was the player of the year last year, but two other young Korean girls I'd never seen play, and they played beautifully. You know, Kim, who's in second place with Michelle right now.
Yes, I'm looking her up. She's one of the Soul Sisters.
The Soul Sisters. And incredible to watch them play. I mean, they're 105 pounds at best. You know, but they hit the ball beautifully, the complete games. And what I really like about watching NB Park is nothing bothers her. She is just, you know, nothing fazes her. She just plays the game, takes the birdies and the bogeys together. And, you know, that's a great way to play golf.
You guys, don't take this wrong, but she always reminds me of a tank. Nothing bothers a tank. It just keeps rolling along. And beware.
That's a good description. I don't think she'd want to be known as a tank.
I know that. But, you know, it's like I watch her and she just keeps moving.
Right.
Like there's no obstacle in her way that she will not just sort of roll with the punches over.
Yes.
And she's just the young lady who's tied with Michelle right now is she's on the KLPGA. This is her rookie year.
Yeah.
Now,
I thought so, because she's maybe 18, 19 years old.
Yeah, it's Hyo-Joo Kim.
Right.
And here's a rookie playing against these. Angela Stanford has won something like $4 million on the LPGA Tour.
Yeah.
She may not be like one of the stars that we think of.
Oh, no, Angela's been a star for a long time.
Exactly.
Solheim Cup player. The first Fields Open that we had, Angela was the star for a clinic with Paula.
But you know what I mean?
Sure.
Paula Creamer, you know, Sabri Park, you know, there's big, and Angela's just always, she's consistent, she's steady, she's there. She grew up in Texas, she grew up in the wind.
Yeah, she's comfortable.
She's very comfortable.
I thought the other thing, and you mentioned it, you know, her parents are here, or her father's here, and she's got her cousin, her uncle.
And her mom.
And you know what? That settles a player. It allows them, when they get off the golf course, to be distracted in a nice way. And so, you know, you can't take it, you know. So I think that's helping her for sure out here.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now, I'd like to talk to you about something interesting that Michelle Wee said on Morning Drive on Golf Channel. She was a guest, and they were talking about everybody wants to criticize her putting stance. But you know what?
I taught her that. I'm going to take credit for that. To take all the way. No. That's not true.
No.
No, that's not true. Michelle... It owns that stance.
Absolutely.
She came up with that.
She's comfortable with that. And I think the biggest lesson that you need to get from this If you play golf and you find a stance that works for you on the green, the heck with what anybody says about what you look like. If it rolls in the cup, happiness, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Hey, when Michelle starts winning, and she is close, she is really close.
Yeah.
She's going to dominate. We're going to see a lot of people out there doing the tabletop, which, you know, I think that's what she named it.
You got to have really strong thighs, though, to do that, don't you?
You've seen some of the slow motion shots of her that, with Judy describing her golf swing. Talk about a great looking athletic, you know, swing.
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah.
Now, what else I've noticed, and this is what we started the show with and I wanted to talk to you about, is her confidence.
You bet.
She walks this year with a confidence that we haven't seen in years.
Well, if you hit the ball like that, you'd be confident, too.
Well,
you know, hey, she's out hitting the girls 30 yards with her three-wood and her fairway wood.
This is true. She didn't go driver that hole, and she out.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. No, she's got a lot of confidence. But the confidence comes from just, you know, the fact that I think she's cleaned up some of her, you know, the stuff off the golf course. And I was going to make that point about it. You know, golf's not dominating her life. She has a life outside of golf, and I think it's the balance, Danielle, that's allowed her to perform better on the golf course.
Well, she seems to be having fun.
Absolutely.
And she took some time off. She got away from it, right?
Yeah, you know, we've known Michelle since she was a child, and, you know, her smiles when she's playing, and she's always staying in the moment and looking forward, not looking back, not trying to, you know, be somebody she's not. She's really being Michelle, the Michelle that we all love. And,
exactly.
And so, yeah, it's happy for her. You know, regardless of whether she wins today, she's going to be fine. She's going to be great. And I think before, she was living and dying on whether she played well or not. And that's a big difference.
You know, one thing that upsets me so much, we hear, like, Jordan Spieth, the next great. We said that about Ricky Fowler. Now he's got to take his shirt off to, you know, Ricky doesn't get the attention anymore because, look, Jordan's pulling it off. Yes, he gets attention from the fans, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
He's not the next. You know,
it's hard to be the next best thing, right?
Isn't it?
You put that label on you, and it's a lot to live up to.
A lot of expectations.
Sure.
And if you don't, you know, if you read any of the press, you're in trouble. But
or listen to the radio.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what about the swing change that she made that I thought was really cool for tall people and for people in general? I think a lot of people overswing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And she said she shortened her swing.
She tightened it up, so there's a little bit less that could go wrong. You know, there's not one swing for everybody. There really isn't. And I think it's finding a swing that fits your body type and fits your rhythm. You know, Michelle is quick. If you look at everything she does, you know, she's quick. She's fast. And I think someone like an NB Park, she's not going to swing like Michelle. It would be totally wrong for her. So I think Michelle's found her golf swing now. And she's, you know, it's that driving action. She's got a lot of, I don't want to get technical, but she's got a lot of load and lag in her shaft, and she's driving the ball. That's a better swing for her than a long, loopy.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, and some people think they need one of those really long, way up there,
John
getting Dalius. Back swing, and that charge down, you know. And look at you, if you're as big as Michelle, and you don't need that much to get the momentum and make a good strike on the ball.
Well, that's what also led to her putting change, Danielle. Actually, you know, being so tall, she felt that the closer she got to the, you know, to her work, the better it was going to be.
Yes.
And it really has made a difference, and it stabilized her. You know, we're talking about the wind.
Yes.
One of the keys in playing in wind, the hardest thing is not the ball strike. The hardest thing is the putts and the little chips. And by getting over and close to it, it really stabilizes her. And that's why I think she's going to make a few putts today.
Yeah, you know, and she was so cute when she said, too, you know, I always wondered about this. You know, when if you're shorter, you're like, you're down there. You can actually, you know, and she said, if I'm not mistaken, on morning drive, I was actually wishing I was shorter. I found myself wishing that I wasn't as tall and so far above everything and that I could get down and actually see it like they did.
She's enjoying her height now, though. She's enjoying her height.
Well, she better, because she's gorgeous.
She is.
We need to take a quick break, and then I'd like to come back. I know you have another obligation. You're going to be on another golf show.
This is the only golf show.
This is the only golf show. We're going to take a break, thank our sponsors, and let's talk a little bit about the things that you're doing here to grow the game, because as let's see, what am I? The Executive Women's Golf Association.
A big part of it.
I'm, you know, and we just our new chapter here, and it's really cool. You know, and the women we're growing. Sure, it's one golfer at a time.
Women and girls. What's cool about this tournament, Danielle, I've seen so many young girls out here following around, and that's really what we're trying to get, more women and young girls into the game. That's where the growth will come from.
Absolutely. We're talking with Greg Nichols. He's the director of golf at Coldina. He's also the general manager. He's also a good friend of Michelle Weed's. He's a great instructor. He's a teacher. You know, the higher you go up in the hierarchy of golf, the further away you get from teaching, but it's always in your spirit, isn't it?
Oh, I have great opportunities to teach. We teach with our Nana Cooley nonprofit group out here, a lot with the kids.
Good.
You know, but
good.
You're going to have Marcus on later. I take my hat off to Marcus. He's an outstanding teacher.
And we'll be back right after this. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Why wait? To be old enough or wise enough? Why wait to own the road ahead when you can do it now? Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to have the world within reach with the intuitive controls of the Acura ILX? Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters? Why wait to follow the rules when you can make up your own? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And it is going to be a beautiful day, and the winds are easterly, 15 to 20 miles per hour, a little bit of clouds to keep it a little cool. Got to tell you about something fabulous that's happened. Drive, chip, putt. You saw it at the Masters. The Drive, Chip, Putt Championship Finals were held at the Masters. The local qualifiers in Hawaii at Hilo Municipal May 24th. At Wailea Ledbetter Golf Academy on May 31st. At Pu'akea Golf Course on June 21st. At Kapolei on Oahu on July 5th. The sub-regional, you do not have to travel to the mainland for the sub-regional, but we'll be right here at Oahu's Ko'olina Golf Club on July 19th. This is really, really exciting, all part of what you do for junior golf.
Oh, hey, I want to be a kid again. I really do. I think we punt, pass, and kick is what I grew up with playing football, and the kids are really excited. Can you imagine being a kid and getting a chance to win to go to Augusta?
I can't imagine being
the parents.
The parents.
You will putt, my son, you or daughter.
So let's get these kids into junior golf. You have a great junior golf program here.
Thanks.
And for women, I understand you have Get Golf Ready.
We do several programs for women. We've got a women's nine that plays every Wednesday, has clinic. They go out and play golf on Wednesdays. But then our Get Golf Ready program is, we have women-only programs, but it's for anybody. Get Golf Ready is a national program that allows someone to learn to play golf. It's not about technical swing aspects. It's really learning to play the etiquette. How do you get around the golf course? And the program is 5 hours of lessons for $109. It includes clubs, the balls, the range balls. But the best part about the group lessons is that you get to meet other people, other beginners, and, you know, it makes you feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you over the intimidation factor. So we do a lot of programs with that. Really excited.
And after five lessons, then maybe somebody you've met will say, hey, let's go play nine somewhere, you know?
It's all about getting to play.
Yeah.
We get them out on the golf course. The Get Golf Ready, the final lesson, they're playing golf.
That's
you're
awesome.
Going out on the golf course, hitting shots.
Oh, really?
Playing.
On the fifth lesson?
Yeah, because what we've found is people stay on the range too long. They don't understand that everybody misses shots. You know, go out and play and experience the fun of hitting a ball and chasing it and hitting it again.
I know I've got to let you go. One of the best things is when people say, oh, I can't play in a charity tournament because I'm not good enough. And then they get the courage to go, and then they find out that nobody's good.
Well...
Okay, somebody is.
But there's a few good players, but there's other players of equal ability. But.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is it's not an exclusive club that's playing in the charity tournament. They're not great players. It's about having fun, yes. And the people who are making this event, we are here at the LPGA Lotte Championship at Ko'olina, and it's an easy drive, folks, and it's easy parking, and there's great food, and there's a lot of people here who'd love you to come out. Come and watch. It's just a fabulous time. But the people who make this possible, though, are your volunteers. Who are all these wonderful people?
You know, it's such a great group of folks, Danielle, and they come from everywhere. There's a lot of people that take vacation time to come volunteer. And all of the tournaments, they can't happen without it. It's the charity aspect. Lotte's donating a lot of money to Friends of Hawaii Charities. But the volunteers that are out here... you know, God bless them, because we couldn't have this event without them.
They're wonderful.
Yep.
Greg Nichols, so are you. Thank you. Director of Golf at Ko'olina, and 3 more years for Lotte, right?
We're keeping all...
okay,
it's not
fine.
Signed yet, but yeah, between you and I, we're going to be here next year. And welcome back, Danielle. Thanks for all that you do to
absolutely
support the game.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the show. We'll take a quick break. Bill Ranson and Jerry Foltz coming up. We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years and state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Joining us in the clubhouse this morning, it's TJ, Acura of Honolulu, graduation.
It's graduation season, and it's a particularly a special season for me because I've got a college graduate pending this May. I'm getting ready to pony up for master's degrees. That's what I'm getting ready for.
They all want to be independent now. You know, they need to be able to travel. They need to be able to go pursue their dreams, and they'll need a car to do that. Acura of Honolulu, and you can find them at AcuraHonolulu.com. Tell us about this for graduates.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danielle, this is a really, really dynamite program. Acura has a special college graduate program, and of course, that rewards college graduates for, you know, their determination for going, for following through and getting that degree. And it rewards them in a special way, not only monetarily by giving them $500 as a special discount or applicable to their purchase or lease. All they have to do is prove to me who they are with a driver's license, social security card, and show me their diploma that they actually finished school. And we knock $500 right off the top as a gift from Acura. More importantly, they get a guaranteed approval. A lot of times what you'll find is these kids come out of college, they've been leaning on mom and dad the whole time. They don't have any of their own credit. And then when they come to their graduation time, they find out that mom and dad need to co-sign for them to qualify to get their new car because they don't have any credit experience. With Acura, we'll get you guaranteed approval all by yourself with no co-signer. As long as you don't have any negative credit, we'll get you down the road with a great below-market-based APR, a $500 discount bonus applied. And your parents won't have to get involved other than helping you make that great decision. They won't have to sign. They won't have to jeopardize that refinance that's coming up in the fall. They won't have to worry about, you know, getting their own car loan later on in the year because they've signed for you. And it lets those youngsters actually, you know, take pride in the accomplishment that they've achieved by graduating, taking full responsibility for the next step of their lives.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And a great good morning to you. If you haven't made plans for the day, do come down to the LPGA Lotte Championship right here at gorgeous Ko'olina. Beautiful weather conditions today. Bring your sunscreen. You want to definitely maybe have an umbrella if that's what you prefer. Sometimes it's nice to take a chair, just hang out. Bill Ranson is a golf professional in Richmond, Virginia. His primary function is growing the game in the junior ranks and women. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Or
good morning.
Afternoon here, I guess.
Well, it's okay. Good morning, good afternoon, good day. It's fabulous. I just was wondering, as you know, how do you get women excited to get into the game?
Well, I'm thinking, and I've been working with some of the folks here, and we're starting to learn this more, reintroducing the social aspect of golf along with the athletic side of it. So we've been doing a lot of fun things geared specifically towards women and growing the game that way. We have a Wednesday night group called Rock Stars, and it's basically women who are just learning how to play golf. We do a clinic, we get them out to play, but we also give them wine while they're doing it.
Yeah, I rather like that. Now, personally, I can't drink and play, but most of my friends do.
Not all of it's drinking and playing, but it's on the clinic side, it could be talking about what the golf club does, or the parts of the golf club, or the rules of the game, etiquette. We try to cover every aspect of the sport, but we also find that when you have some women together with wine, they socialize, they interact. Next thing you know, they're off playing. You know, it's fun. It's a way to entice them to come out to golf, saying it's not just cigars and, you know, standing around and talking about your shots you did on 18. It's coming out and talking about, you know, what your kids are doing next week and, you know.
Yes.
Having fun is basically
reintroducing
the fun part of it.
Yes, and I found that whenever you get a group of girls together and they're sitting around and they're, you know, having a glass of wine or not, and they're just talking and they start laughing, they start telling jokes, they start relaxing, then you say, hey, let's go let's go practice putt, let's get on the driving range. Let's, you know, get out your driver or get out your 7-iron. We're going to start doing a little something. And then their bodies are relaxed, their minds are in the right place, and then it's fun to pick up the game. It's not something that is a chore that I'm going to now learn.
Right, exactly. And that's what we're trying to do. And other avenues that we're doing is we have a big social membership that does a lot with their swimming pool, and we have a lot of kids, the moms that will come by and just drop the kids off and then leave the club. So what we're trying to do is get them introduced to the game, and I've put together, and we're finalizing all that, a series of clinics for these women so that they stay here at the club instead of just dropping the kids off. So the pool is next.
You can call it swim and swing, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. I haven't thought of a name. That's awesome.
The swim and swing club.
Exactly. The swim and swing club, yeah.
Yeah, they get those kids in the swimming pool. They'll be there for hours, and the girls can have some fun. I love it.
Yeah.
See, those are the kinds of ideas that.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was continuing on, and I'm rambling because I'm amped about all the things that we get to do here. We got a fresh start, so we're able to really get the juniors active, really get the women active, and it's an exciting time here at Richmond. So
now, do you have a drive chip putt qualifier someplace nearby?
We do. We have several in the Richmond and Northern Virginia section. We have over at Independent, and I think it's July, we're having that, and that's in Midlothian. It's on the other side of Richmond, but it's close by for all the kids here. We're trying to get some of those kids geared up for that. I'm also doing, I'm stealing some ideas from the Golf Channel, and I'm actually doing my own big break here with the kids. I got a flop wall, and I got, a grid painted out onto the driving range so we can have them do some of the same contests that you see the big break participants do. And
fabulous idea.
Yeah, yeah. So I hope the Golf Channel doesn't get too upset with me.
Well, Jerry Voltz is here.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I got to lead in on Jerry. I'm nervous enough as it is.
Bill Ranson, golf professional, Richmond, Virginia. His primary duty is to grow the game with women and juniors, and I know you're going to do a great job. We'll have you on again, Bill. Thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you. All right, thank you, Danielle.
Absolutely. We'll be back with Jerry Foltz right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We are here at the LPGA Lotte Championship. Now, this may seem strange to you, but this is the final round. You say, wait a minute, don't they usually have, like, the final round on Sunday and start on Thursday? No, in this particular case, Jay Golf is one of the co-presenters, and Jay Golf is the television from Korea, I think they are, the co-sponsor, so to speak, and television partners with Golf Channel. And naturally, with the time difference, Jay Golf wants to have their start on Thursday and go to Sunday, which is tradition. But I frankly think the start on Wednesday and go to Thursday is a really good idea for the LPGA in general. And if I'm not mistaken, I was listening to the television broadcast, and I'm always impressed with Jerry Foltz and what he does on Golf Channel as an on-course commentator and reporter, because not only does he bring you the action, but he also gives you some little insights into some things that could be done to make golf exciting. And I think the Golf Channel is doing fabulously better. Does that make any sense at all? Fabulously better. I love the work that you guys are doing on the LPGA broadcast. It's looking really, I don't know, there's something sparkly about it this year.
It's fun to do. The LPGA, I tell people this all the time, because I've done my commentary work for so many years now that I think a lot of people are surprised that I am out here full-time as opposed to covering the PGA Tour where there's more eyeballs. That's kind of egotistical to say that, actually. But I tell them all the time, and after I was assigned the LPGA 5 years ago, I was doing all men's golf, and my boss told me what I would be doing, and he said, well, what's your answer? I said, well, you didn't ask me a question. And I wasn't happy about it. I called him back after the third week of the LPGA, and I said, you'll never take me off this. You're going to have to pull me away kicking and screaming, and it's in my contract now that I get to cover the LPGA. That's so much more. The ladies get it. They absolutely get the, from our perspective, they get how important it is to take ownership in the property and help be help market it themselves. In other words, they don't say no to interviews. They show up early to do a few sound bites with us. They do all the things that Mike Wan would want them to do, or if you were a part owner of an entity, you would want them to do, and they do it willingly, and they're all very, very, very sweet about it to a person. So I think our team really enjoys it out here. We have a wonderful team, and the LPGA team is the one that really has the fewest changing parts in terms of the on-air talking heads and, of course, the people behind the scenes. So everybody's invested in it from a television standpoint and from an LPGA standpoint.
That's amazing. What you're saying is they're actually a team.
Very much so.
So I was kind of thinking about Lexi Thompson. She wins a major, and people say, well, why didn't she come here? Well, it's normal. If you win a major, you don't just show up at the next event because – Why?
Well, she could have, absolutely. She didn't play here last year. I don't think she enjoys playing in the heavy wind that much. And a lot of players will tell you, and of course a lot of the big names on the PGA Tour skip Kapalua because of the heavy winds. It's not the golf course at all. It's just the winds, and a lot of them feel that can do damage to them for a few weeks ahead. I don't buy it at all.
Uh-huh.
I think it's an easy way to take a week off and avoid a very long plane flight. But I can't imagine anybody taking a week off when you get to go to Hawaii. It's just a no-brainer for anybody. Lexi's taking next week off as well, the Swinging Skirts in San Francisco. So I think in Lexi's case, it's her parents and her management team saying, let's not push anything too fast. She's enjoying great success right now. Let's just not push this too fast. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. You're still only, what is she, 19 years old,
yeah.
Almost 19?
Yeah. Yeah,
let her still be a kid. Let her enjoy some of the spoils of her success and still be a kid and not get burnt out on golf. And I think it's very wise.
Yeah, in addition to not getting burnt out on golf, when you win a major, don't you have a lot of behind-the-scenes?
Oh, tons. Yeah, and especially when you have a marketing machine behind you like she does with Red Bull and with Cobra and all these different things that require her time.
Yeah, so what you don't see, you may not see her out here playing and working in the public eye, but what she's working is behind the scenes with the people who've been supporting her and getting her to this position so that she can travel. And I bring this up because Lydia Ko turned pro, and one of the things that kind of sparked, you know, everybody loves her in New Zealand.
Right.
Absolutely adores her, of course, right?
Absolutely.
Now, her management people have gone to the New Zealand Sports Authority and said, hi there, we want over $200,000 from your tax fund to help support Lydia Ko. And people are going, well, wait a minute, isn't Lydia Ko making a whole bunch of money on the LPGA Tour and endorsements and you know, all the monies that come in when you have big responsibilities?
Right.
And so there's a little bit of a controversy about
there that. There is, and it's unfortunate for Lydia because she has nothing to do with it. Australia, New Zealand, many, many democratic countries, many developed countries, many underdeveloped countries have government assistance programs to help athletes achieve at the highest level, to help elite athletes rise to international prominence. Of course, the communist countries have been doing it forever, and now a lot of countries, Australia has the Australia Institute of Golf. New Zealand has a similar type program that supports them. Now, they were supporting her as a promising amateur phenom when she wasn't making any money, not allowed to make any money. Now, they renewed the financial support for Lydia after she turned pro. It's about $20,000 or $30,000 more dollars than she was getting before turning pro, about $180,000 to help offset expenses. She brings a lot of notoriety to New Zealand, and whether or not that's a wise investment on behalf of the taxpayers, it's not for me to judge, but I know that they continue to support without her team asking for this money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's caught in the middle of a firestorm down there, a public debate that she didn't intend to and didn't ask for.
Yeah, no, I didn't think she was asking for it. I'm sure it was people who you know, other people gain from the monies that are...
Oh, there's a lot of people who are going to write her coattails.
Yes,
absolutely. Yes.
Exactly. Those are the people that I wonder about. But they're also thinking in terms of Olympics and generating more people and more interest in golf and getting more young people, so the higher her name stays up at the top of the ranks. The problem with all of that is when you add all this controversy into it, it puts a lot of stress on her, doesn't it?
It does. Fortunately, very fortunately for her, this is a controversy primarily in New Zealand only. Of course, with our internet and 24-hour day news cycle, instant news, we hear about it here. We see things on Twitter. We see an article on golfchannel.com that I saw yesterday about it. But primarily, it's an issue in New Zealand. So she's isolated from it, playing here in Hawaii and playing next week in San Francisco.
Oh, good, because I read one story from New Zealand that said that she was all preoccupied about going into the press room and having to answer questions because she was afraid something like this would be asked of her,
yeah.
A question like this.
She's still a kid. She shouldn't be asked to defend this when it's not her making the decision.
Thank you. and on another thing that's, you know, talked about in New Zealand is that she's on her third caddy.
Yeah, that part baffles me. Yeah. The part of doing all these tryouts with these caddies to find the perfect one, it's first of all, I've never seen a caddy hit a shot. I'm not underrating them because they're the only teammate you have on the course. If 144 ladies are in the field, 143 want to kick your butt. There's only one person out there that's on your team, and that's your caddy. But to me, the most important thing in a caddy is someone who's a positive influence on you, who's good at their job, which is basically calculating yardages and then kind of trying to judge the different conditions that can affect the shot and knowing the player's game. They can be a big influence. Some players really rely on them. Some players hardly talk to them. I was watching Angela Stanford, very little interaction with her caddy, Jeremy Young.
I noticed that, too.
Dependence on him whatsoever.
Yes.
So the caddy's role can be overstated. I think her team is trying too hard to find the perfect person. Lexi Thompson has been through a few caddies trying to find that perfect guy for her.
But all the guys that she's had are really great caddies.
That's my point.
Experience.
Find someone you like. Just find someone you like and you want alongside you during the heat of competition, and then just go with it. And if in time you start playing poorly and you don't feel like that relationship is working out too well, then it's time to make a change. And that's an unfortunate position for the caddy to be in because they're an employee of one person with no contract typically. So, but yeah, and they're all used to it. They're all used to, they always know that at some point it's going to come to an end. Very few relationships are like Phil Mickelson and Bones McKay.
Yeah, that's a very, yes. And then there's the Tiger Woods-Stevie thing, which was...
The drama.
The drama between the separation. Like, what? Hello? The one thing I don't know the people involved because I don't know that many caddies, although I have a great respect for them, the work that they do, that most of the men that they've chosen as potential caddies for Lydia Ko are older. And a lot of the caddies I've seen on tour in the ladies' tour are younger.
Yes.
And it seems to me that you'd need a good caddy on the younger side for someone like Lydia.
Well, most of the ones that she's tried out have extensive experience caddying in the men's game as well. And Lydia doesn't play man's game. She plays at the very elite level of women's golf. She doesn't hit the ball like it's really dangerous to say it, but you hear it all the time in the gallery, and you hear it all the time, sometimes even written, a man-like game, like Michelle Wee does. She plays like, hits it like a man.
Now, yes, yes, yes.
Again, it's very sexist, but you get what I'm saying. Lexi Thompson the same way. Lydia doesn't have that style of game. She's more of a plotter and a precision player and an excellent putter. So having a guy who's used, a caddy who's used to a guy hitting a 7-iron 190 yards isn't really going to be all that beneficial to Lydia Ko.
No.
So, I think a good experienced LPGA caddy, and there are plenty of them out there, and any of them would jump at the chance to get on her bag, because odds are, if you just play the odds in terms of her ability and her future, that's going to be a very high-paying job for a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah.
You know, she's got the swing that will last her a long time. And that, in there comes my transition to someone who's not here, and she's the defending champion, and it's all of a sudden I see a camera and I get, I cringe. Suzanne Paterson. Let me look at my notes. Defending champ Suzanne Paterson. And she works out like a man.
Yes.
Okay? She is a gym rat. She loves it.
She lifts and does the cardio like you can't believe. I've been in the gym at those times when I actually do more than just walk by when she's in there, and it's just embarrassing how hard she works out compared to, you know, an old guy like me or many people who are trying to think they're staying in shape by getting in the gym. It's not even close. She just goes crazy. And And consequently, you know, there's this whole new emerging school of thought that that kind of working out is going to take a toll on your body over time, which kind of proves my theory true, that you never once get hurt laying on the couch.
Yeah, and a lot of people used to play very nice games and rounds and won major championships not working out.
Yes. And you know what's funny? It's lower back problems for her, lower back problems for Tiger.
Exactly.
The fat guys never have back problems. When was the last time Craig Stadler had to withdraw because his back hurt? It never happens. It's just amazing. It's the fit people. Michael Sim, who was a player of the year on the Web.com Tour in Australia, who had the world was his oyster, just as talented as anybody I've ever seen come through the Web.com Tour, gets to the PGA Tour, and he's a tiny little fit thing. Not little, he's 6 foot tall, but he's fit as could be. And works out hard, and he's got cracked vertebrae in his lower back. He's got all kinds of things that sidelined his career. I don't know if he'll ever get back.
Hey, you know, and we could go on and on. David Duval had a great game, shot a 59, decided he needed to work out and get a body.
Transform his body to a sculpted thing, and then he did get to number one in the world as a skinnier and fit guy, and then just completely lost it. Once he gained weight again, he started playing better.
It's, you know, I think when you decide to put your child or yourself through a fitness regime, you really need to think about it in terms of stretching, keeping your muscles limber, because you do so much twisting in golf, and you don't want to overdevelop your upper body, because your body is built to handle a certain amount of weight on the hips, on the knees, on the ankles, and if you overdevelop your upper body, you're just doing damage to the lower body, which is really your trunk.
But it looks good in the mirror. It does look good in the mirror. Oh, so they tell me.
And your clothes are fitting.
Right.
So
but there's a reason things like yoga have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years, because they're good for the whole body. They're especially good for athletic performance, because not only does it increase your flexibility, it increases your strength. It's great cardio. It does all those things that we try to manufacture in a modern-day gym, and that now so many more athletes are doing things like yoga, doing things like ballet to improve their performance, as opposed to all these, in the last two or three decades, these manufactured, physically exhausting workouts to try and improve performance.
You're old enough to remember when Jerry Rice decided to take up ballet.
And it paid off.
And it paid off.
He won Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I wasn't thinking about that, but okay. We're going to take a break. We're talking with Jerry Foltz, on-course commentator, Golf Channel, and of course, he's going to be on the air telling you how everyone's playing, and we're going to get to how everyone's playing right after we take this break. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years in state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailai Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back in. We're at Ko'olina. This is a Ted Robinson design course that opened up in 1990. It's on the west coast of Oahu. It's the leeward side, dry side of the island. In fact, every island in the chain has a little desert. Ka'u is the desert on the big island. and Eva is the quote-unquote desert or dry side of the island, because the windward side gets the brunt of the rain. That's where the mountains, they capture the clouds as they're blown in by the trade winds. They hit up against the peaks of those mountains, all the rain falls. By the time they get to the leeward side, there's no more rain left. But because of all the, well, wonderful water pipes that we have, they ship it on over, and we have this gorgeous golf course, Ko'olina Golf Course. It's built with really no shelter from the wind. It blows east to west, and the trade winds coming out of the east going west, and this is kind of how the course is built. It's built on a plain, and the wind just blows right on through. No shelter. Have you been getting tired? And we're talking with Jerry Foltz, on-course commentator for Golf Channel, and he's going to be covering the LPGA as he does under contract. He does not want to have anything to do with the guys anymore.
Well, I still do plenty of men's tournaments, but every LPGA event where our production trucks pull up into the compound, I get to do.
That's cool. After saying that you were angry that you were being assigned to it?
I wasn't happy about it because, you know what, I watched it, but I didn't know much about it. And then I got out here, and I think, excuse me for a second.
Sure, I understand all the things about being on the air.
Yeah,
let me just turn that down. You're good now? Okay, there we
go. I think a big part of why I enjoy it so much and why the attitude out here is so much different than it was under a previous regime is because of Commissioner Mike Wann. He's done an amazing job getting the ladies to invest in their own property, and that makes my job not only more easy, far less stressful to do, but also a lot more fun.
A lot fun.
Yeah, and he thought outside the box. As you know Craig Cann, one of my former colleagues, I think one of the best hires, outside the box thinking hires that a guy at the top of the administration could make, because Craig, with so much experience and so much energy, has kind of taken the bull by the horns and really led the ladies of the LPGA down a path media standpoint, from a communication standpoint that they had never seen before. And I think that it's only going up from here. Of course, you were talking to Greg Nichols earlier. They haven't inked it on paper yet, but Lotte's in for 3 more years right here. They're starting to sign multi 3- and 4- and 5-year contracts, whereas before they were just lucky to get a 1-year deal and hope that the tournament took off. And now it's getting to the point where they're starting to be able to pick and choose golf courses, dates, sponsors, what have you, that fit what the overall goal is. It's not just 40, 45 tournaments anywhere you can get them. There's a plan in place to make this tour the best it's ever been. If it's not there already, it's getting very close.
Yeah, it's really exciting to watch. Over the last 4 years, the turnaround has been spectacular. Now, we were talking at some part in the beginning of this interview with you, and I was going off about how I'd heard on one of your segments, when you get to talk, about starting the women's events on a Wednesday and finishing on a Saturday, and that you thought that would be the best
that
route.
That actually was Rolfing, and we get accused of sounding like each other quite a bit on TV. Rolfing said that, and basically so that the ladies have their own time slot to culminate an event on Saturday. Men who are interested in watching women's golf, and if they're on at the same time, 4 out of 5 people are going to watch the men, golf fans. But if it's the ladies' final round, then they have a much better chance of captivating that audience. It's not a bad idea at all.
The crowds are
usually smaller on Sunday at most events than they are on Saturday. Sunday's a family day for most people, and if you're finishing late afternoon on Sunday, there's so many people that they're home, they're having their family dinner, they're getting ready for the new week. Saturday is a celebration day, and I think it's not really a bad idea.
Yeah, I like it. I like the fact that it's on at 6:30 in the evening on the East Coast.
Oh, I hope we get a playoff today, because you know what? I moved to the East Coast 11 years ago from the West Coast, and they used to have that theme song, "Are you ready for some football?"
Yes.
No, by the time it comes on, I'm ready for bed.
Yeah.
So I've had to stay up way past my bedtime so many times to watch sports I'm interested in that I hope we have a playoff today that goes about 8 holes, so all those golf fans out there finally get to have to call in late or sick for work tomorrow because they were watching golf till midnight.
There you go. Yeah, we'll show you. Okay. Now, speaking of playoff, I've been just amazed at Angela Stanford. I know she's a great golfer, but she's been so composed, and she's handled the wind with what we call here in Hawaii, so akamai. Just, it's someone who is in the know. And, yes, she grew up in a Texas wind, But the wind can be trade winds here, but they're not always the same trade winds. We had gusts, of course, but the way it's subtle. It's the way it comes around the mountain and hits the Koolau Range, comes down past the Waianae Range and all funnels in. And she said, I told my caddy, it's not the same wind today as it was yesterday. I'm not going to use that.
Yeah. She, and what's funny is when you listen to her talk, a lot of the adjustments she makes because of the wind are subconscious. They're just instinctive to her. She doesn't know why she flights the ball lower when she's playing in the wind than when she's not playing in the wind. Her instructor doesn't even know why. Her body just suddenly moves differently. The lower body moves a little bit ahead of it in a different manner than when she's playing in no wind. And it's really neat that you see a player play so instinctively, because we were talking about caddies earlier. You try and break it down to a science so often. All right, you have 147 to the hole. It plays 3 yards uphill. You've got 7.5 yards of help, and it's 82 degrees, and the ball's going to fly this far. You know, beat me over the head with a stick. Is it a 7-iron or an 8-iron? It's all you need to know. And when you just play the game, I said it yesterday on the air, the game is an art, not a science, but it's taught and learned as a science.
Yes.
We're taught and learned through that.
How much loft and
everything,
is it,
scientific
is it,
swing
yes.
planes and, yes. and the technology and all that. But when you go out there, it's a game of feel. There's no right or wrong way to play golf. And she plays her own game. She plays instinctively. And right now she's riding the momentum of a very hot putter. And when she's making putts, she doesn't get so down on herself when she hits a bad shot, because she knows it's not going to be the end of the world that she's putting well. When you're putting poorly, you start feeling like you have to hit perfect shot after perfect shot and get it up there right next to the hole. I mean, per tap in every time. And then it puts a lot of pressure on you. She has no pressure on her right now. She's hitting the ball nicely, but she's putting great. The only thing that I put her as a, we're going to talk odds, I guess. I put her as a 1-to-1, even money to win today.
To win today?
Even though she's, she have a 3-shot lead.
Four-shot
lead.
Yeah.
Which, and the wind can be nothing at times. It can evaporate very quickly. At least even money to win because she's playing so well.
I thought it was interesting that I don't see her name anywhere when this Ladbrokes.com. I always want to say Ladblokes.
Ladbrokes of London, yeah. she hasn't played all that well leading into it. She hasn't played poorly, but she hasn't contended. She hasn't been in on TV a whole lot. So the last time, however, she did have a 54-hole lead. All five of her LPGA wins came with a 54-hole lead, but the last time she had one that I remember was the Founders Cup a couple years ago, and she did lose that one. Playing in a pretty strong wind, so it's not over, is what I mean by any means. But Michelle Wee's hitting the ball as good as I've ever seen her hit it. She's as confident as I've ever seen her. If she happens to get a few putts to go, and yesterday, even though she didn't make many, she putted better than I've seen her putt probably in 10 years in terms of hitting the putt where she was aiming and getting it to the hole, for crying out loud. She hit some great putts yesterday. If she gets 3 or 4 or 5 of those to drop, even Angela Stanford knows Michelle can do things that 95 to 99% of the LPGA players can't do with a golf ball.
That's what Angela said yesterday when she saw her make a stroke. She said it was absolutely amazing. And she said, look at that. I'm amazed. And she told her caddy, that particular shot just amazed me. And Michelle is extremely talented, and it always comes down to whether or not you can, when you're at that level, get the putt to drop.
Yes.
And if we've been watching for the last 3 days, today is the fourth day, the putts so often would almost get there.
Yeah.
And it's, you know.
It was maddening. It's a Craft Nabisco Championship. I followed her 3 of the 4 days, and it was just maddening to me because the greens are fast, and she just kept leaving putt after putt short. It's not that she's afraid of the comeback putt at all. It's just the way she tries. She's always been instinctively a putter that just lets the ball limp into the hole. Ben Crenshaw, one of the greatest putters in history, was exactly the same. But when you're just that little bit off, there's no margin for error. And she's been that little bit off. She could have won, if she putted well, she could have won Craft Nabisco by 10 shots. Now, if Lexi putted well, she also could have won by 15 shots.
Because
she was
Lexi
hitting it so
was
well.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But neither one putted well. They finished first and second by a mile.
Yeah. Now, when watching Michelle, it's like, everybody in the gallery was saying, why wasn't she more aggressive? Why wasn't she more aggressive? But don't you find that there are days when it's just better not to be aggressive?
No, I was one of them. I think Michelle should hit driver a lot more often than she does. I really do. But she doesn't need to because she hits her 3-wood or her utility club out there with everybody else's driver. And sometimes LPGA courses are set up because there's such a huge disparity between the longer and shorter hitters they're set up to where the shorter hitters have a chance as well. So Michelle has to hit the club down there in the same area that the other players are hitting their driver, because that's the way the hole is designed.
I got
But there are a number of holes out here where I think, and there were at Kraft, where I think she should, you know, unleash the driver like Lexi did. Lexi hit it every single hole.
She was, yeah.
Fearlessly.
Yeah. Fearless, I was going to say, with no feet, perfect, yeah. Now, there is this young lady, Hyo-Joo Kim. One of the Seoul sisters. I love that. There's a, they have their own website. So whenever I don't know a Korean player, I go there. She's born in 1995. she's a rookie on the KLPGA. And this is, I think, is this her first event on the LPGA Tour?
No, she played here last year. Oh, she played here the last 2 years at Lotte under, on an exemption like she is this year.
I see.
I don't know a thing about her. I should. That's my job, but I talked to Karen Stuffles, who followed her yesterday, and I said, is she a good player? She said she's the real deal. Interesting to me were some of her comments. I'm looking forward to watching her today. Some of her comments yesterday when they asked her about getting to the LPGA, she said that's the ultimate goal in time. She's 18. That's old for a lot of Asian players to think about the LPGA and maybe getting there in time. So I think she's taking her time and doing it right and taking it logical step by logical step, not trying to get over here at 16, 17, 18 years old and go full time. So it sounds to me like she has a good team behind her.
Well, she started when she was 14. She was, let me see, she made big noise in Korea. Her talent as a 14-year-old amateur in 2009 apparently thrilled everyone. So I think what she's doing is the perfect prescription. You become very comfortable in your own personal environment. The KLPGA is the perfect place for her to grow emotionally as well as physically and talent-wise, playing-wise, and then take the world on. But first you want to be comfortable in your oyster.
You know, I think a lot of people have learned from Michelle Wee, and unintentionally on her behalf, when she was the young teen phenom, 12, 13, 14 years old, making international headlines, almost winning the Kraft Nabisco Championship, and then having the ambition on her behalf and on behalf of her team to go, you know, she played, it was always said, a man-like game. When she hit the ball on the range, it sounded like you're at a PGA Tour event.
Yeah, it did.
She had so much club head speed, still does. And then she didn't learn, and Tiger Woods was famous for saying this as well, she didn't learn to contend and win at every level till she got to where she wanted to. Now, I think a lot of players have learned from that. Don't take on too much too quickly, no matter how good you are, how good you can be. And I think that's what we're seeing here with Hyo-Joo Kim.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how she plays with two really fierce players. I mean, she's with Angela and Michelle, and that, and here's just, she'll learn a whole lot today, won't she?
Yes, she will. And it's funny too, because Michelle Wee is a very young lady still, very well-adjusted, happy young lady, I might add, but a very young lady still. But someone like Hyo-Joo Kim basically took up the game and kind of grew up idolizing Michelle Wee. So at 24 or whatever Michelle is,
yeah,
she's already somebody that other players who she's competing against now have idolized. So it's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be kind of really cool for Hyo-Joo Kim to be able to tell her parents, I'm playing with the biggest star in the women's game. Hands down, Michelle Wee is the biggest star, media star in the women's game. I'm playing with Michelle Wee today. I bet she's nervous as a
bee. Certainly in Korea.
Oh, well, everywhere. Michelle Wee is the number, she's the one needle mover in women's golf, the biggest needle mover in women's golf.
Didn't that show in the ratings?
Always.
In Kraft?
Always, yeah. Always does.
It always does.
Michelle Wee's in contention, it's just like Tiger being in contention. People who are passive fans of the LPGA will tune in.
Don't you know that marketing people wish they could, like, find out what it is, the gene, the chemistry of the person that is a Tiger Woods, Michelle Wee, that attracts your eye, that you can't help but watch?
I don't know if it's, yeah, a little bit of that. She's an attractive lady, sure, and Tiger Woods is a handsome man. Yeah, that's part of it.
It's not the look.
No,
there's something about
that. There's a magnetism. There's kind of an aura. There's a wow, look at me, usually because they can do things that their peers cannot do. And typically that revolves around power. Tiger had immense power when he came out, and he had a resume that was incredible, 6 straight amateur titles, 3 juniors and 3 USAMs in a row. Michelle Wee has this power, had all this publicity because she hit it so far, and she had such a gorgeous golf swing that and the smile and the way she carried herself. And even though she faced a lot of criticisms early, and we were talking about it, she had her blinders on, afraid to hear what people were saying in the gallery about some of the decisions she and her team made, that she was very tunnel vision and not, she just was, it didn't look happy. She's very happy now.
Isn't
she? And she's immune to any criticism, absolutely immune to it, and should be, because she didn't bring it on herself by any means and wasn't responsible for it and couldn't do anything about it. So Yeah, I think there's something to the way she carries herself, the way the presence she has around her. When Tiger Woods used to, that intimidation factor's gone, but when he used to walk on to the practice putting green, it was like all the other players, just there's this feeling, there's just this air about him that, and the other guys would look, and they would he never watched them. It was kind of the same with Ben Hogan.
Just confidence and that sense of being so self-contained that you don't need anyone else's approval, and you are completely happy with yourself. And I think at some point, of course, when things went so terribly wrong in his life, and it was certainly his fault, that confidence gets shattered. And that's where, there's
the invincibility, I call it. The invincibility gets shattered.
There you go.
Yeah.
The invincibility factor,
yeah.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. I'd love to tell Amy Anderson. She is also in contention today. And isn't she a two-time amateur winner?
I do not know that. I know she's from North Dakota, the hotbed of
hotbed of golf.
Hotbed of growing the game.
Yes, and she's won a whole lot of golfing events.
Yeah.
We'll be back right after this. We're talking with Jerry Foltz, Golf Channel commentator. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear leg room and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather-trimmed seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Good thing to turn your microphone on, Danielle. Welcome back. We're over here at the beautiful Ko'olina Golf Course, and we're talking with Jerry Foltz. He's on-course commentator for Golf Channel, and we're talking with Marcus Judge, who is just joining us now. He's director of player development here. And as I wrap up with Jerry, I overstated Amy Anderson's bio considerably, but I do know that she won a whole lot of golf tournaments. I think
20 wins in college, which broke, I believe, Julie Inkster's record.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yes,
20 wins out of North Dakota State.
What did you call it, the hotbed of golf?
Hotbed of growing the game. It's just, I mean, Kurt Byram, one of my broadcasting friends and a former PGA Tour winner in his own right, was from South Dakota, and we give him grief all the time because he's from some remote place in South Dakota, as opposed to a urban place.
But you know, you don't think of like Dakotas or Montana or places like that where there's ranching and what have you.
You know what? Of the mini tours, there's one called the Dakotas Tour that's been around forever, and a lot of the great PGA Tour stars that you know now have played on it. So there is golf in the Dakotas, and it is it's fun.
And they're probably up there going, Danielle, you know nothing, and I don't. But I'd like to tell you that tied for fifth, Amy Anderson, Indy Park, and Soo-Yeon-Ru, she was in the lead, Soo-Yeon-Ru.
Soo-Yeon-Ru.
Say that again for me.
Soo-Yeon-Ru.
Soo-Yeon-Ru.
Yeah. There's a definite learning curve to the Asian name.
To the Asian name,
but
yes.
But they tell us, so And we can't, Soyun has told us that we can't actually properly pronounce her last name, much like we can't properly pronounce the first name of Ryo Ishikawa. And when I stand next to a Japanese guy in his camp and I say, how do you pronounce it in English speak? And he'll say, Ryo. And I'll try it, and he just bursts out laughing. So we just simply can't do it. And we make fun of perhaps the Asian inability to differentiate L's from R's in our language.
Yes, right.
We have no chance in their language.
Yeah, there you go.
So
there,
we're even.
So let's go over there and be laughed
so
at.
So Soyun Yu is how we go with it.
Okay. Now, she was leading. Inbee Park has been, she's been quite steady. She's dangerous, isn't she?
She is, but she's struggling with her putter right now, and her putter is her game.
Okay.
It really is. I mean, she's fine tee to green. She's not going to beat anybody's doors down tee to green. She's very solid, but her putter is her game, and she's struggling with it right now, and that's really strange because she's one of the best putters I've ever seen in my life.
So there we have it.
So when she's putting poorly, she's still in contention. She's that good a player.
She's that good.
Yeah.
But now, I always think that, you know, you don't pay any attention to NB, and then all of a sudden you get to the back nine, and where does she come from? She's been there all along, you know, like she is right now, lurking in five.
And to the design of this course, it's interesting to see Michelle up top. She's long. Angela's pretty long. The four par fives are essentially, one of them's reachable. It's reachable, but it's not hittable in number five. You can't get the ball on the green. Almost impossible to get it on the green in two, downwind. And the other three are straight upwind. Nobody can reach them. So there's no real huge advantage to power on this course.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Jerry Foltz, Golf Channel, thank you so much. It's
always
so much fun talking with
it's
you.
It's always a pleasure to see you once or twice a year and keep in touch the rest of the time.
I will. Yeah. Thank you very much for being on the show.
You bet. Thanks.
Thank you. We're going to come back and talk with Marcus Judge, player development. You know, if you come here today, not only will you see the great golf being played, you will get to take a lesson. You're having trouble with your wood. I speak from personal experience. You're having trouble with your irons. You're having trouble with your driver. For 10 minutes, you can say, you know what, I really need some help. And they will help you because the Aloha Section PGA is one of the hardest working group of men and women there is. And they're always at all the events that are happening. Right, Marcus? I mean, you're always here.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty much any event that we have on the island, the Aloha Section PGA is going to come out. We're going to do free 10-minute lessons. I believe yesterday on Friday we conducted over 40 of them for a bunch of, you know, junior golfers, throughout golfers, anybody and everybody that might need a little help with their game. We're here to help you out.
It was so cool. Yesterday I was standing there and I was talking to one of the Aloha Section PGA teachers and father-son, he must have been about 10,
right.
You know, and dad was standing, and I said, oh, let me get out of the way. Do you want to, I said to the boy, do you want to learn? And he goes, can I?
Oh, yeah.
It was wonderful. So we're going to talk more about how you can do that today. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
20 years and state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Sometimes I make sweeping statements, and I apologize. I thought I heard that so-and-so had won two times, you know, and such and but she had won many times. And I here it go. I assume that if I have a problem with my wood, I can come to the teaching professionals here at Ko'olina with my little wood and say, hi there, I'm having a problem with my wood. Can you help me? Marcus Judge is the director of player development here at Ko'olina, a wonderful background in golf. He's a terrific teacher. In fact, he is one of the few people who is certified as a player development specialist.
That's correct. Yeah, there's probably about 30 of us, I think, by now in the country.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And player development is all about getting more people to play more golf. That's simple as that.
Yeah, and I was talking to Bill Ranson earlier. His job at the new course he's working at in Richmond Country Club is to get more women and more juniors in. He's trying to figure out different ways, different exciting ways, right? And we have the drive, chip, putt, semi, the regional will be here at Ko'olina. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
So fabulous.
Yeah, they just had the finals over there at Augusta the Sunday before Augusta started, so that's
it's
phenomenal.
Phenomenal. So if you want your children to experience golf, I'm not suggesting you become like a crazy, you know, golf mom or dad, but it's a game that you can play for your entire life. It's a game that if you're in the office and they say, "Hey, we're putting together a group together, let's go play golf." You want to be able to fit in those kind of social situations. So the sooner you put a club in a child's hand, the easier it is, isn't it?
Sure, absolutely. And sooner you put a club in an adult's hand, too.
So it's never too late to start
never
to learn.
Never too late.
No, okay.
I've had students from 4 years old to 88 years old.
88?
88.
See, so you're 88. You say, I'm too old to learn this game. You're not. And the thing about going on a golf course, Marcus, that I find so wonderful is that once I'm there, I really don't want to leave.
No. Why would you?
I know.
I mean, okay, we're in Hawaii, but yeah, you're still away from it all on the golf course.
I know.
Yeah, you can just focus your mind on what you're doing, or you can let it drift off into the clouds
That's what I do. That's what I tend to let it go, and I just sort of look at the...
You're looking at the birds and the butterflies and all that.
Yeah, the
stuff.
View.
Hey, that's
wow, did you see that?
Yeah.
Gee, that's a gorgeous...
You're one of those people.
I'm one of those people.
I'm one of the other people.
Yes,
who tends to narrow their focus.
Right. It's so cute. I was playing at Mid-Pack with a gal from Chicago and Anne Therese, and she was like, she's one of the very focused people, you know, she, and I was going, oh, yes, I have to be very focused because I'm with, but that's good for you. It's when you're trying to get your game better, it's really good to have that kind of discipline. Get Golf Ready is one of the things that you do here at Ko'olina.
Yes.
And it helps you understand the etiquette of the game, how to behave on the course. I think that's what scares a lot of people.
Oh,
tell
absolutely.
Us about Get Golf Ready.
Yeah, Get Golf Ready is a 5-hour series of lessons. Usually we split them up into 5 1-hour increments. So at the same time every week we have them running Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays as a regularly scheduled program. And we get through the fundamentals of putting, of chipping, of the full swing with irons. Then we look at the woods on the fourth lesson. Then fifth lesson, we actually get you out onto the golf course, out onto Ko'olina here. We find some space in the on the course, and we run through what it's like to be out there. Yeah, how to behave, where to drive the golf cart, where not to drive the golf cart, you know, order of play, all that sort of stuff. But those people, yes, that haven't been out and played much, they're intimidated possibly about being out there, they're worried about doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Not so worried about doing the right thing, they're more worried about doing the wrong thing and upsetting somebody else or breaking whatever unwritten rules there may be out there. So that's what we're all about, is to get you out, get you comfortable playing the game of golf.
Now, you start started, when Get Golf Ready started a few years back, it was mainly for beginners. But
yes.
I understand you have an intermediate level now.
Yes, our beginner classes run anywhere up to 6 people in a beginner class. But we do run intermediate classes with a maximum group size of 4, which then gives those that have, you know, the basic knowledge of golf, but looking to, again, get a sort of fundamental review. The class size of 4, it gives us more time to devote to the individual and put in more drills and practice routines, that sort of thing, than, say, a beginner class of 6 would do.
Yeah, I like that. I like that very much. The EWGA, Executive
yes.
Women's Golf Association, we're always looking for different events and different clinics that someone who doesn't know the game at all, because I just was contacted by a friend who said, you know, secretary, everybody in the office plays golf, and she doesn't, but she knows how much they like it. She'd like to find out more about it, but doesn't know how to get in. And
right.
That's really what our job is to create, get the word out that
yeah.
this is open. Now, for today's 10-minute lesson,
yes.
I can bring a club that I'm having trouble with?
You can bring a club. We have our tailor-made rental sets out there, so we have clubs that can be provided so that you're not having to carry around golf clubs after your lesson and then you want to wander out and watch Michelle or whoever goes
right.
to play.
Right.
So we've got all the equipment that you might need. So.
And you're there from 10 until 2 today?
10 until 2. Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. See, what I did is I went to a demo day, and I found out that I was holding the club in a way that wouldn't actually help me hit the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I thought that I was, you know, I was doing okay,
right.
In 10 minutes I found out that my just a little adjustment in the way I held the club, and all of a sudden I can actually play better.
Sometimes a small change can make a big difference. Sometimes we need big changes to make a big difference.
And sometimes we need to just make a start.
Well,
yeah?
We try not to tear people down too much, but those that don't know the fundamentals, absolutely. We start from the beginning and work our way up.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes you just have to start, like take the first step to
absolutely.
To play.
Yeah.
And not be afraid. And in the Get Golf Ready, you provide the clubs?
Yes. Everything, all the equipment's provided. We do recommend you have a glove, but otherwise that's pretty much all you'll need.
That's fantastic.
Is a glove and yourself and the willingness to learn.
And junior golf, you have for parents who'd like to get their kids into the drive, chip, putt competition.
Yes.
Maybe not this year, but at some point. Do you have junior golf classes?
Oh, we have all sorts of junior stuff going on. Our main class is called Kids Club. It meets on Sundays. Usually we do 6-week sessions, and I think there's 6 of them this year, so maybe 36 weeks of the year we're
wow.
running Sunday classes. I'm also creating summer camps for June and July, so beginner camps in June and then intermediate camps in July. So those are hopefully filling up soon, too.
That's fantastic. How do we get in touch with you?
Probably the easiest way is through my email address, marcus.judge@coalina.com. Or our website is also a great place to go, coalinagolf.com.
So marcus.judge@coalinagolf.com.
Just
coalina.com. Just
coalina.com.
Okay, marcusjudge@coalina.com. Excellent. And if all of that, you know, if you're uncomfortable, call Coalina Golf Course. It's
yes.
very simple.
Yes, they'll find a way to get hold of me.
As for Marcus Judge, Marcus, real pleasure talking with you.
Always a
Thanks
pleasure.
For being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. We're here at the LPGA Lotte Championship, and, you know, if you haven't come down to see women play golf, you really need to. And Marcus, just one more thought.
Yes.
If a guy watches women's golf, does he learn more than watching men's golf for his personal game?
Almost certainly, yes.
All right. Well, that kind of wraps it up, doesn't it? If you are looking to improve your game, you'll be amazed what you'll learn just by watching the women play this game of golf. It's time for me to wrap up the show. It just goes way too fast. Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you to our sponsors, Dr. Armand Chong. He's a great dentist. He's the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities. He actually goes to senior citizens who can't get to the dentist office. He's the official dentist of the 1990 to 1995 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. His name is Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong. His number is 737-3525. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create that stunning place for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. It's Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection. Now, get them on your property. What they do is a risk assessment. They figure out where you're vulnerable. Then they put the protection plan in place to keep you safe. Get the Star Team on your property. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.